Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And no matter what time of the year you think it is, happy holidays to you and yours. God bless you all. We're having another outstanding show for you today on squares, karma, and the natal squares in the birth chart. So an advanced astrology topic for all those people out there that want to go berserk into astrology. I'm ready for it. Let's take a look at this topic today on squares. A lot of people are saying right now, Farley, I don't know anything about astrology. Do you even know what a square is? Oh, you do. Okay. So there's a few intelligent people out there. And had you picked up this month's edition of the Omni magazine yet? Because there's an excellent article in that magazine that validates scientifically astrology. So don't forget to pick up a December Omni, unless this is 1992, which I don't know if it is yet or not. An important part of astrology is understanding how the planets interact. All the planets. In astrology, more than just the sun sign, to understand a person's character and their identity and their personal karma and vibration, we must analyze and interpret the planets. And that means like Mercury, Venus, Mars. We're not talking about Vulcan here or some planet out of Star Trek. We're talking about the planets right here in our solar system. And the planets, all the planets, including the Earth, form various angular relationships to the Earth, which we call aspects. Okay, it's A-S-P-E-C-T-S. Aspects is a very important part of astrology, which we all must study to understand astrology. Imagine an aspect as the blending of the rays of two planets. During some courses of the orbits of the planets around the sun, planets are in a positive vibration with other planets, in a trine or a sextile vibration. And at other points in their orbits around the sun, they're in a negative vibration to the Earth. Like the oppositions we talked about yesterday, in case you didn't listen to the show yesterday, we talked about the karma of oppositions. Then there's that other uncomfortable angle that exists that we call a square. Now, if you've studied geometry in high school or college, then you'll know that a right angle is 90 degrees. And as you're looking up in the sky, if you see the moon or one planet above you, exactly above you, and you see another planet rising in the east, then that would pretty much make that planet in the east and the planet above you, they would form a right angle to the Earth. You have to kind of imagine a straight line coming from the moon down to the Earth and a straight line coming from that planet in the east to the Earth, and they would form like one corner of a square, you know, which is what we call a right angle. And it's not an accident we call it one corner of a square, because that is called a square. And that's what today's topic's about. When you do your chart, when you get a chart from us called an astroscope, you're going to have your planetary aspects listed on the third page. And in that list, you're going to find some statements that are going to say things like, in my astroscope, it says, Farley, your moon is square Pluto. And Farley, your moon is square Sun. And Farley, your Mercury is square your moon. And your Saturn is square your moon. And your Venus is square your Neptune. So I know, because I, graduated college, that I have five squares on my chart. And that helps. That helps understand myself. Because in astrology, what we are trying to do is we are trying to interpret the natal chart to understand where a person is coming from. It's like if you met someone new and you wanted to know whether they were a weirdo or a freak or whether they had an emotional problem or some kind of eating disorder, or maybe that they were a, heterosexual, bisexual, gay, or whether you wanted to know if they ate a lot or drank a lot, if they were promiscuous, or if they hated themselves, had high self-esteem, low self-esteem, then a lot of times you can find out these things by looking at an astrology chart. See, people don't know it, but astrologers have an awesome edge. Because these people innocently give us their birthdays, and then we look up their charts and go, whoa, I'm not going to even talk to this person. They're, you know, like, no way, I'm going to get him. Or they'll go, this one's a soulmate. Wait a second, what's your phone number, lady? You know, but things like that happen. And the reason why it happens is because we can read planets and we can read aspects. And the purpose of this show, the mission of this show, is to give you that type of consciousness. We have a lot of people for almost 6 years now that listen to the Astrology Hour dedicated, listen to the fact this is a talk radio show. We go commercial free from like 12:03 to 12:33 every day. no ads, for a half hour. We give you a solid topic. And if you listen every day, a lot of people have hundreds of astrology hours on tape. When they got nothing better to do, they go, I'm going to listen to a topic about Farley talking about soulmates or karma or astral projection or whatever. And they learn. So the thing with a square is a really karmic aspect, which means every time you find a square in a person's chart, that means they have a debt to themselves. So like yesterday we talked about oppositions and about how if you have oppositions in your chart, the heritage you bring forward from past lives is a regal heritage, is a need to dominate or control or create people in your life now in this lifetime who will try to dominate and control you. So the opposition karma is a karma where we create people in our lives that are sometimes utterly ridiculous and absurd. We need to get knocked down by a hill of bricks before we realize that. Squares are totally different. Squares are completely different. The karma with a square, the debt, is with the self. No other person is involved in incurring a karma with a square. Let's take a look at how we could earn or accumulate karma with squares, which will enable us to be born as a baby at a particular time, like Feb 23rd, 1961, or some random date, right? And wherever you could find a birthday where all of a sudden you had a certain specific number of squares at that particular point, like a moon square Saturn or Mars square Venus or Uranus square Jupiter or something, and knowing those squares would interpret the karma with the self. Now, what does this mean? You got to ask yourself how you feel about yourself. Do you like yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you think you're cool? Do you have an ego problem? Are you conceited? Are you able to look in the mirror no matter what you look like and say, yeah, you're hot? Or do you look in the mirror and go, oh, look at this hair, face, skin? It's like squares. The reason why we have squares is because we have a problem with ourselves. And when we die in previous lifetimes, we die with an energy of insecurity, of frustration, of fear, of anxiety, of low self-esteem, and people constantly tear themselves up. Now, most people walk into a room, like a meeting of 100 people, let's say at the Herald Examiner, and all of a sudden, it is laid down that the Herald Examiner is going to be bust, bankrupt. And everybody in that room that has a heavy score in squares is going to freak. Crying, panicking, weird. But people that have risen above their squares are going to say, wow, the universe is giving me an opportunity to move on, to do something else. So like, the wise person is a person that can overcome stress and embrace life and thank God for whatever they have, especially their spirit, which is the focus of this topic, and not let setbacks in life get to you. Because the purpose of life is a constant cycle of progress and setbacks. And when you die, if you die feeling guilty and feeling remorse and fear and anger and hate at all these setbacks, you're blaming yourself. Like, why did I do that? Or I made a big mistake here. Well, this is how we earn squares. Then you're born in another lifetime with all these squares in your chart, which make you more sensitive, which make you more frightened of, say, men. You have maybe something like a moon square Mars in your chart. We're talking, you're so shy and embarrassed and frightened to be around men, whether you're a man or not. It's like, I have to go into the gym with those guys and get undressed and take a shower for gym class. The guy's got a moon square Mars and he has to wear a towel. He won't even take a shower. He's too embarrassed. He's too sensitive. See, it's like you could be born with a Venus square Saturn, which means that you were so weird with money in a past life that you hoarded it. You made all this money and you dug a big hole and you kept it. When you died, no one could even find it. So you come back with a Venus square Saturn and you have a problem managing or even getting money. See, like, the universe is a funny thing because nothing happens in the universe by accident. Everything happens for a just cause. Everything works off of a system of karma. And in astrology chart, the beauty of astrology, which gives me the chills because I've been studying this for 15 years, is that if you are able to look at a person's astrology chart, you can have a darn good laugh by looking at their squares and oppositions and seeing what a goofball they really are. If you do not adhere to understanding what your squares and oppositions are, the purpose of learning astrology is to understand the sacred vibration that is attached to our soul at birth and overcoming any restraints that would inhibit our spiritual growth. Now, gosh, you know what? If I would have thought about that definition, I don't think I would like to be able to hit the replay like in football and do an instant replay on that one. But if you heard what I just said, I can't even repeat it. Still, that was really what it was all about. What life on earth is about is not about money. It's not about power. Over and above all of it, and I always reiterate this, it is the spirit. You are a spirit. You are no more than spirit. You are no less than spirit. You are an all-powerful, you are an eternal essence, which is a part and participle of this God force we talk about all the time. Now, while you're in these bodies, you're all freaking out. The spirit comes into this body, and right, all of a sudden we have to deal with what's called a brain, right? You know, like we don't have the all-powerful access to the wisdom in the God self, but what we have is a limited graduate. See, you want to know what a brain is? A brain is like what I call a restricting device. So like everybody thinks brains are so special. Great. A brain only has a limited amount of memory in it. It's like a computer terminal. See, like, so you don't have total access to the sum total of power and consciousness and abilities that you have in your soul, in your spirit. So you live on what your left brain tells you to do. The left brain is the conscious mind that thinks money's so important and thinks power's so important. And things worrying about their body so important. Oh God, I better go out and exercise and take my vitamins and make sure this body is healthy and that. But you know, if you don't nourish the spirit, then, and if you get obsessed in any single area, no matter what it is, I don't care what the area is, like some of you might have Venus and Aries, right? And right now, all these Aries planets are being squared. See, like the way this works, we talk about karma and squares. We talk about two kinds of squares. The squares you're born with, that shows us the karma you come in, the garbage you brought with you in a past life, and then the squares you're going through from the transits in the skies. So all these people with Venus and Aries or Mars and Aries that are focused on their face and their hair and their bodies and their appearance are going through all these Capricorn and Cancer squares now, T-squares. So they're obsessed with looking and feeling good. At what price? You know, like, where's the spirit? Do you want people to like you because of the way you look? Or do you want people to like you for what's inside? Now, squares are not bad. Squares, nothing in astrology is bad. What astrology is a science that helps us understand and analyze the uniqueness and the character that we have chosen for this lifetime. Now, if you go throughout your whole life and know nothing about astrology, that's fine. But you just be ignorant to this karma that you have chosen. See, your soul and your higher self are very wise. And they have a plan as to what you're supposed to do in this lifetime. Very important plan. And when you study astrology, this plan is revealed to you. It's like, oh, I remember now why I'm a freak in that area. So, you know, like the square is traditionally has been known as an unfavorable aspect because it represents a struggle between two forces at cross purposes. Because when two planets are in two signs that square each other, like Leo and Scorpio, like Sagittarius and Pisces, like Capricorn and Aries, like Virgo and Gemini, you know, these are all signs. You know, all you got to do is count any three signs. The signs in order are Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. You can start any with any sign you want and count three forward or three back and find a square. Like we go to Taurus, we can go from Taurus three signs forward. Gemini, Cancer, Leo is the third sign, so Taurus squares Leo. It's that simple. We can start with Gemini and go Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, three signs forward to Cancer, Leo, Virgo, and Virgo squares Gemini. So you can find a square easy by counting three signs. Why is that, Farley? Because each sign is 30 degrees, and 3 times 30 is 90. And 90 degrees is a right angle. Understand? So we have a 360-degree circle, and divided by 4, we get 90 degrees, and that makes a nice square. So you can make a square anywhere you want in the whole chart. Anyway. So this square aspect represents the struggle of two forces at cross purposes, and the square brings stress and denotes obstacles to inspire growth through concentrated spiritual effort. Spiritual effort, which means if you want to overcome your squares, you can try to figure out, and you know, we're not dumb. We know where we're hard on ourselves. We know where we get obsessed with ourselves. So you can overcome squares by learning how to be more spiritual with ourselves and less material and less body and money and matter focused. Now let's take a look at some options in the squares. For example, there are some planets that can't square each other, like Mercury and Venus. Mercury and Venus will never square each other, and the Sun and Venus and Sun Mercury will never square each other, because Venus and Mercury are never get that far away from the Sun. I think the maximum they'll get will be 70 or 80 degrees, never 90. So that's good. Because if you ever met someone with a Sun square Venus, they'd probably be really messed up. Anyway, obviously it wouldn't happen on Earth. But still, so that's good news. The rest of the planets, all of them, would meet in any number of square combinations. Let's suffice it to say this. If you have a square on your moon, then there's going to be an emotional problem, which means that you are going to be oversensitive, you're going to be over self-critical, and you're going to be the one to take it personally when someone is joking with you about yourself. Square on the moon also is a reversal of mothers, which means if you have a square in your moon, you were that lady's mother in a past life, and she's your mother now. So it makes for one intense mommy. When you have a square in your moon, you wonder why your mommy's so emotional, why she worries so much, why she analyzes and criticizes. That's the karma. It's a reversal of roles. Same with the sun. If you have a square in your sun, that man you're looking at, that your father used to be your son, and you were the father. And now you come back to receive the way you treated them in a past life. So squares in the sun and squares in the moon are instant karma reversals, and that's why you got to embrace your parents for whatever they are and let that karma go. The only way to let karma go is embrace the pain and release it. Say, I don't care anymore. It's not going to bother me. I got a square in my sun and my moon. Ha! You know, like, it sounds easy, but it's not that easy. But anyway, that's what life is all about. It's a constant effort to overcome garbage. Now, square on Mercury. Now, this is a tricky thing. I've got a square in my Mercury. You can take most of the people in this planet with squares and oppositions on their Mercury and probably pronounce them mentally insane. Okay? So people with afflicted Mercuries are people that might not seem all there mentally. I don't consider mental illness an issue in astrology. What I do consider is everyone different. In my opinion, depending how the Mercury's aspected, it just means they're different. Afflicted Mercury means is this is a person that doesn't know how to control their nerves in a past life. Now, if you're a nervous person and you don't know how to get over it, the next time you come back, you'll have a square to your Mercury again. Makes you a nervous wreck. It's a skin-crawling aspect. Worry about this. Worry about that. Criticize this. Criticize that. Analyze this. Analyze that. Give me a break. So you get that's what squares to Mercury. Also, karma, where you either ignore or don't love your brothers and sisters. So you come back with aliens as brothers and sisters when you have squares to your Mercury. Okay, you grow up and it's like, where are they? I don't know. They're out with their boyfriend. They're in the bedroom with the door locked. Why can't I talk to them? You know, squares to Venus are heavy because when you have the square to a Venus in your chart, the question is concerned with love, whether you love yourself authentically or not. Why you don't love yourself? What's the problem? What kind of people have given you a hard time? Why have you given yourself a hard time? In relationships, if you're dealing with someone that has a square in their Venus, you need to be patient with them, number one, and you need to learn how to handle their enthusiasm because they're like kids and they want to be loved and they need lots of love. So that they may come on a little strong, and what you got to do is hug them and hold them and squeeze them and give them some energy, you know, but kind of be patient with them. Don't reject those people because you'll hurt them. See, but people with squares in the Venus are very sensitive, and they also mismanage money in past lives, so they need to learn how to budget, and they could be gamblers, lotto and racetrack and stuff, so that's important too. It also would mean that if your relationships don't work and you have a square on your Venus, you have no one to blame but yourself. Okay, squares in the Mars. If your relationships don't work and you're a woman, then you have no one to blame but yourself. You have squares in your Mars. Because, once again, a square on the Mars is another aspect that tells us that we beat ourselves up in past lives. You know when you start scratching a part of your body and you scratch and it gets red and then it blisters and it makes a big rash? That's a square in the Mars. A square in the Mars is a person that cannot like themselves so much that they'll do something to hurt their bodies or their minds. It can be really intense. And this is a war-like aspect. Square in the Mars is typically a warrior from a past life that somehow, for some reason, lost the love for themselves because there was too much life abuse. So coming back in this life and learning how to be calm and spiritual is a lesson if you have square on your Mars. We're running out of time here. I got to close this topic. I'll just continue. Squares on the Jupiter would be a karma concerning freedom of the self, holding yourself slave in past lives and holding yourself slave in this life. Being afraid to go outside is what that's about. Squares on the Saturn, the karma is concerned with love of self. Squares on Uranus, the karma is concerned with you feeling guilty or feeling your friends don't like you. Squares on Uranus also is your inability to create and manifest goals because you have a defeatist and fatalistic attitude. This is a good topic. I like it. Squares on the Neptune, you are a dreamer. You live in a delusion state. You have no idea what is really going on, and you walk around like you're stoned even though you're not on drugs. So these people sometimes need to be slapped in the face. I have a Venus square Neptune, so I'm, you know, I have no idea what's going on. It's true. Okay, and squares on Pluto also are an aspect that is very intense. When you have a square on Pluto, sometimes you need to torture yourself to go through massive evolution. It's the phoenix, rise from the ashes, just like squares to Saturn. I'm Farley Malaris, and this is Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX.